Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. This is Fire Moth Spirit Warrior. How is everybody? I just listened to an end time prophecy video. I get it through a Newsmax, something like that. Look, I even had a timer today. How professional. You probably didn't hear it going ding, 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 ding. I even pre-scheduled, tried my best to write what I needed. I don't like how I wrote it, but to move along, I just listened to an end time prophecy. The man who created the video has been studying scripture for over 17 years. His prophecy is that we will get hit by a massive and intense electromagnetic device that would knock America out by the hands of Russia. I'm not saying if it's true or not. How many times have people predicted the destruction of America in the last 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years? And we are still here. Things cranking along at a semi-regular basis, as usual. On a semi-regular basis, as usual. Or are things just as they were? I recommend this video because I do think there are valid points. And I'm not going to say if it's true or not. See how I express myself, I suppose, but I do think there are valid points in the video, but taking it in its entirety, I'm just not sure. But the video was surely able to evoke some tears and a concern of, oh man, what if this guy is right? America is screwed. Video. Survive. TheEndDays.com /NH_i5(T=). T is lowercase. I have this on our blogs. I'm sorry. Politics, religion, God, not God, Babylon, Mystery Babylon, End Time Prophecy. I certainly wish I could be as thrilling as the man that did that video, that site. The guest call-in is 657-383-1065. What do you think of end time prophecies? And it's not good when you don't have the stuff wrote down, I guess. I mean, they do recommend that, you know, have a pre-planned show, be organized so your listeners are attentive to your professionalism. Something I don't know how much of I evoke professionalism. Just an average Joe. Okay, on with what I can retain from the video without actually having to bring it up. Because if I brought it up, then you would be probably hearing that video. I could see if I bring it up, then I can read some of the scripture. But my concern was he took several scriptures, which is amazing and beautiful, and crammed them all together in one show of his video. And he's living with the Amish now. But how he titles his show is, "My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray." And it's Jeremiah 50, verse 6. Little do you know that Obama and the leaders of our church have a secret, sinister pact to hide from the public the most important prophecy that is encrypted inside our Holy Bible. Because if this sacred secret becomes common knowledge, it will cause panic among all faithful followers of the words of our Lord. This ancient prophecy is coded within the visions of four men, chosen to give a very precise and terrifying warning of things to come in the end times. Therefore, before going any further, I must warn you. What you're about to see is deeply disturbing, because it will link current events to ancient biblical prophecies, and you will discover the chilling evidence of the words of our Lord coming true, step by step. And it all starts with one simple question. Does it not seem odd to you that America, the richest and most powerful country today, the greatest evangelical nation on the earth, is not even mentioned in the Bible? After all, as you know, the Bible accurately predicts so many other historical events. So that's part of it. I don't know if I can get in, like, if it would be considered to be... Well, no, I read other articles, and it's kind of just like doing a review. But he mentions World War II, all of these things kind of leading into one, State of Israel, Jews able to go back to their homeland. And he believes that we're getting close to fulfilling an ancient prophecy of end times. And that he believes the second coming of the Lord is on its way. He believes before the 1st of January 2017. But he wants you to know why he's making such shocking statements. His name is Nathan Shepherd. He's got many credentials. And he's dedicated 17 years to studying scripture. In order to understand the place of the United States in the Bible, he believes it's the mystery Babylon. Using words available in their time, so when the prophets saw airplanes in their visions, the description would be mount up to heaven, referring to air travel and the Air Force, just like it will ascend above the heights of the clouds, it will be like the Most High. He's saying that this is a metaphor for the power of America, and I'm getting so tripped up trying to paraphrase his work while I'm on Blog Talk. He believes Jeremiah and Isaiah, the man that wrote Revelation, this is all coming to fruition very soon. Babylon is a democracy weighed down by its heavy government. That's considered us. Babylon destroys her own land with pollution and waste. Because thou hast destroyed you thy land, I have polluted mine inheritance and given them into thine hand. Isaiah 47:6. Ask yourself this. How could an early day prophet know about pollution? Babylon has the most powerful military force on the planet and is called the hammer of the whole earth, Jeremiah. He reads it really fast. Revelation 18:3, and the merchants of the earth are waxed rich. Meaning we are rich. And I guess he believes now that America is almost the entire theme of Revelation. I guess we have the highest population of Jewish descent in America of any other country. They consist of a large portion of the wealth here. Now we have Revelation, Jeremiah 51:13. He says, Iraq has very limited access to the water. In Revelation, it speaks of land with many seas of open ocean or whatever around it, many ports, many ways to get in. We are the descendants of the first British colonies. This is why England is like the mother to the U.S. Now he discusses the Statue of Liberty. He mentions Isis, who was actually originally a fertility god. The mother of Babylon is the end times. The British Empire that ruled the earth for 200 years is no more. Most of its colonies are now independent. The British pound is no longer the world reserve. It has been replaced by the dollar, the currency of its daughter. Prophets also foretold that Babylon becomes proud and arrogant, and it does not believe it has any harm to come its way. I can't even read it that quick. Isaiah 17:7-8. So that's a little bit of the video. Give you a few minutes of. And I found it very interesting. He's very much into the packing up food reserve, making sure you have access to fresh water. I found it interesting that he left or was able to leave regular society and join the Amish. The last I knew, it was semi-difficult to get into the Amish community. I'm not sure how many Quaker are remaining, but they might have a little bit of a, you might have a little easier time getting into the Quaker community. He says they've taught him everything he needs to know to live off the land. Very little electricity. Anything that they do use, it's off-grid now. So they're more advanced than the rest of us. And I just don't know what to think of all this. There's always a new prophecy. There's always someone saying it's going to happen in blankety-blankety-blank time. He was depicting Russia as the definite one to do this electromagnetic bomb device on America. And I find this ironic because I knew someone once that decided that they would move to Russia, and it looks to me like one of the most volatile times in political history between, but in a subtle, quiet, secret way, a battle between Russia and America. Someone else I know has been reading a book about Russia, and they were discussing how they would treat their own people. And it went on for hundreds and hundreds of years during communism, how they would slaughter their own people and not think twice about it. They have a deep history of maltreatment to humans, just like America and just like several other countries. But why on earth would anyone want to dwell in a country that could blow up the entire universe in a blink of an eye? Who holds that kind of power on not only a nuclear basis, but other military basis. I don't know what America's going to do. That man brought out random things in this video, I thought, but it was in relation to Mr. Babylon. It said that America, and this is like going to be like, what? Where'd she get this? And that's kind of how it was in the video, but it made a lot more sense. I'm using this as an example because I am disgusted with America. I'm disgusted with what's been allowed to go on and not in any fashion a discreet manner. The involvement of the cartels with our government, the seediness of it all makes me want to vomit. He said 65% of pornographic material is distributed universally from the central location of America. 65%. I don't even think we're half the world's population in America. We have India and all these other condensed and condensely populated nations. Where in the world are they able to generate this kind of, and then what is it going to do to our minds here? What is it doing to us when we have Naked and Afraid on the TV and you're watching Naked and Afraid and are you trying to look at someone else's ass the whole time? Naked butts, everyone's naked ass on TV we're watching. And it's not even really about using the word wholesome or pure or Christian-like. Please give me a break. Probably half the Christians are sneaking in their basement looking at pornographic material and then praying afterwards and begging God to help them. So we certainly aren't going to get into purity and kindness, nor are we going to get into the fact of the high levels of sexual abuse within the churches of children. God. So if we just get on those moral levels, or ethical, or whatever you want to call it, it has nothing to do with purity or wholesomeness. It simply has to do with the fact that, what the fuck is going on? I feel like I have to stay in this country. I don't want to stay. There's nothing here that I would even want to identify with anymore. It's not only a culture, but a society, a political infrastructure, an economic example of the world, or anything of the above. And I would hope that other people are getting on that same bandwagon. And if you can leave, I say leave. Find somewhere a little more subdued. But the thing is that running around and trying to find a better place, it does work for some people. And I honestly think that God does have certain people fleeing the country. I do. He's God and he can save who he wants. But there comes a time when it's a third world war and he's up there having to take care of business. I mean, he's going to have people come and go and flee and go here and stay there and whatever. Little ants just running all around, finding another country to live in. And find another country. You know, I mean, what? World War is World War. I mean, World War III, it's a world war. So anywhere you go, you're in a war. It's a world war. Maybe there's a central location that the war is taking place. It's still not considered like a great time to travel and everything's beautiful and wonderful when you get scanned from head to toe and up your asshole going on the plane. Well, I got a little fired up today. So, is American Mystery Babylon? Yes, we probably are. Did I ask to be born into this country? No, the fuck I didn't. So do I have to sit around and go sit in the pew and pretend to be a great little person that just does it a certain way while the world just keeps crumbling down into a hole? Is that what God told us to do? He told us just to lay down while it all just crumbled away, huh? Mm-hmm. Maybe for some. Maybe some are the rugs. Like I like collecting rugs for the house. It's overkill. I think I have a rug in almost every room. That's outrageous. I was looking at it the other day, but we're two dogs, two men, and a woman. Not exactly not going out in the mud and stuff. So what did that have to do with anything? I'm sure there was a point behind it. I don't know. I lost it. So, Mystery Babylon. Play a song. I think it's very fitting. And people, when I'm talking about our rights, I mean, just the simple essentials. Men to feel proud that they can bring home the dinner. The family unit together and not stressed out about finances on a constant basis. It's a delusion. And it's from Satan. We'll be meeting him soon. So here, you may not know it's him. You might want to learn about him in a song. He likes to hide. He'll hide out in your own home. And sometimes some of us, you get, and we gotta get right back out to the light. Of End Time Prophecy song. It's been going on a long time. Satan's been taking over for a long time. And we must always remember that he is the king of the earth, prince of the earth, prince of the air, prince of the earth. And he loves destruction, war, death, famine, disease, anything destructive of the God's earth. Why? He's just got that side to him, just like the rest of us. But instead of having a side, it's his entirety. Deception, lies, making covers, hiding out, fear. He loves to see people scared. So that's just a little about him. Our God, Jesus, Christ, my Savior, my Creator God is the Creator in heaven. Jesus is my Savior. The criteria is a little different. It's a little harder to see him. He's not so flamboyant. He maybe once was on earth, but we don't really know what that looks like now because they've made him into some kind of passive idiot. As far as I know, he was pretty fired up sometimes about what he was seeing back in the day. I don't worship Buddha. I worship a creator God who created a son named Jesus Christ, the son of man and woman. I want to thank those very few people who for some odd reason tune into my show sometimes. Maybe they don't listen. Maybe nobody listens all the way through. But just the fact that you clicked on the show, I appreciate it. I hope everyone has a marvelous day. This one was pretty heavy. And it's the reality, though. And, like, we can pretend that everything's all right and go on and be happy. And we must do that. But the reality of the matter is that there's always a beginning and there's always an end to everything, except the eternal life that we're given through Jesus Christ. If we only just accept him as our Savior, we humbly get on our hands and knees and ask for forgiveness. And we say, I love you, Lord. I don't know what that's supposed to look like. I don't even know if I know how to love. But, Lord, I love you, and I'm praying that you save my soul from the destruction of the earth. I believe that you are the Savior, the Son of God. And I want to be your brother. I want to be your sister. And I don't know what that looks like. I don't know what I'm supposed to do. But I'm asking just that one prayer, Lord. Amen. Everyone have a beautiful day. And enjoy this hodgepodge event. Bye.